Good morning, everybody. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome you to 2024. And, you know, a lot of the prophets are saying that 2024 is the open door. I don't know what it's open to yet, but let's pray that it's open to our church expanding and our church growing and our church being a blessing to this area that we're in. I wonder how many of you have made New Year's resolutions and already broken them. Anybody willing to confess? How about making those resolutions? Did you make any to read your Bible more? Did you make any to pray more? You know, as children of the Most High God, that's what he expects us to do. That's our sort of resolutions. And so if you remember last week, I did stand up and I just said I'd been listening to a Billy Graham talk, and he said one people can't live, couldn't live without was hope. You know, the suicide rate, you know, amongst young children is getting even greater, and that because they've no hope. And the hope that we have is our hope in Jesus. And that's the only answer to the problems of today is Jesus. He is the truth. He is the light. He is our all in all. And so as we come together, let's just open this meeting in prayer. And ask the Holy Spirit to come amongst us. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. We thank you, Father, we've just been celebrating his birth. Jesus is the answer to the world's problems today. And, Father, your word tells us that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all nations, and then the end will come. And so, Father, we pray that as we are meeting here today, and many more people have already met in Australia, where New Zealand, where the day starts, people have already met, have already worshipped you, Father. And we just join our hearts to the worship that's already been given to you, Father, as we come before you, Father, to praise you, to honour you, to give you all the glory. And we come, Father, by the power of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We ask that this meeting be a blessing to everyone who hears it as we welcome in 2024. Amen? Amen. And we're going to hand over now to the worship group and for two songs, I Will Worship and I Stand in Awe. Amen. Thank you.
New year, another new beginning. I think as Jean said, a year of open door. I think we step into the new year with faith, and we step into the unknown with hope, because we know he who holds the future is our God. Psalm 95:6 says, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. So I think worship involves bowing down and kneeling. But more than just the posture of our bodies, it's the posture of our heart which God is interested in. We know worship pleases God, and let's worship him together this morning, singing, I will worship with all my heart.
Oh,
Lord, you alone are worthy of our praise. Stand in awe of you. Lord, you are the Alpha, you are the Omega. Lord, you are the beginning and the end. Lord, as we stand at the beginning of a new year, on the seventh day of the first month of the new year, Lord, we are in awe of you. Because you know everything. Even though the year has just started, Lord, you have planned everything perfectly for us. And Lord, you can see the end of this year. And even beyond. And Lord, with a God like that, Lord, we give you thanks. And Lord, we praise you for what you're about to do. Lord, we look with the eyes of faith and Lord, with hope. And thank you for what you're about to do in our lives personally, corporately, together as a church and as a church family. Lord, for the plans that you have for us this year, the ways in which you're going to lead us. Ways which we can't even comprehend. But Lord, we pray that this year would be a year of open door, a year where the lost would be found. And Lord, that your kingdom will be built on this earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you for what you're about to do in our lives and in your church. Lord, we stand in awe and we praise you, because you alone deserve all our praise. Amen.
Morning. Well, new year, new beginnings. Now, from next week, we're going to have, at the back of the church, we're going to have a sign-up sheet. We could call it Sign Up for January, but it'd be Sign Up for the Year, really. And it'll have all sorts of things on there. And you may think to yourself, well, what can I do? What can I do? I can't sing, or I can't sing well, or whatever. But there are going to be so many things on there. It could be something small, but it's going to help us all to run the church better. It could be just something as simple as checking the toilets as you come in. Is there the right things in there? You know, paper, hand towels and that sort of thing. So please be aware that that list is going to be there. Just check it. Just check it and see what you can do. And following the meeting this morning, we're going to have a prayer meeting, and we'll be thinking about the year ahead and just praying to find out what God will have us to do. Are we going to continue to do the same things that we've always done, or are we going to do something different? So we're going to really pray into that, and it'll be a time to pray and think, what can you do in this coming year to just move the church forward? Monday, the 8th, this coming Monday, tomorrow, is our first over 50s lunch of the year, and that's between 12:30 and 2. It's all back to normal again. Thursday, 10 o'clock, it's our care group Bible study. Friday, between 1 and 3, it's our art and craft group. And the first men's breakfast will be Saturday the 20th of January at 9:30. We're going to try and keep that to the third Saturday of the month. The first reading this morning comes from Psalm 46, and it's verses 1 to 7. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And now Juan will bring our second reading.
The second reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 3 to 8. Genesis 22, verses 3 to 8. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father."
"Yes, my son,"
Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said. "But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. Now we are handing over to the worship team, who will lead us in two more songs.
So New Year brings with it excitement, but sometimes with it comes doubt, anxiety, and fear as well. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And I think when we have God as our Savior, He is all we need, and if we have Him, we have everything that is needed. And this morning, let's sing, "Into Your Hands I Commit Again." I think that's the best place for us to be as we start the new year, to be in His hands, in His presence, and asking Him to lead us as well.
With all I am for you, Lord, Lord, my mind.
This is our desire this morning, that we would be in your presence. Lord, that we would sit at your feet. Lord, listening to whatever you might want us to do this year. Lord, we thank you that we can wait in your presence and feel the stillness in our hearts and hear your still voice. And respond to what you have for us this year. Amen.
That's a beautiful song to lead us into prayer time, you know, to be in his presence. And the word tells us that where two or three are gathered in his presence, there he is in the midst of us. And so there are more than two or three here. And so the presence of the Lord should be even greater. And so as we come to a time of prayer, I'm sure each and every one of you have got things on your heart that are really dear to you and really, you know, need answers from the Lord. And this is the time to claim your answers and to receive from the Lord. Declare the might and the power of the living God. We have a God, you know, for whom nothing is impossible. We have a great God, an awesome God. And there's lots to pray for. There's, you know, too many items to list, but, you know, there's many people who are suffering from flooding in our nation. There's many people, you know, losing, as we've said, losing hope. You know, for whatever's on your heart, it's now time to bring that before the Lord. And when we've had a few moments of silence and for prayer, I'll bring it to a conclusion and tell you the Baptist Church we're praying for this week. Amen. So bring all your concerns, all your deepest heart's desires. You know, it says, give your desires to the Lord and he will answer you. So now pray as you're praying, as you're in your silence, as you're coming before him. Request, you know, I have a magazine this month, and it says, give God a job. Whatever's on your heart this day, what you want the Lord to do for you, bring it to him. Ask and believe, and you will receive. Amen.
For this new year that has just begun, for the things that you will do for us and through us and with us, for blessing on Shopkin and this church, each one of us, may we experience afresh an outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've heard our prayers. We thank you that you've heard our hearts. We thank you, Father, that your word tells us that, you know, even before we even think or imagine, you know our heart's desires, and it's your delight to answer. So, Father, we thank you and praise you that by the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus, we can and have brought our requests before you. And the church that we are praying for this week is the All Nations for Christ Baptist Church in Harold Wood. No, sorry, Harold Hill. I know there's Harold Wood, there's Harold Hill, and there's Harold Park. But it's Harold Hill. You know, Harold Hill was built as an overflow place for people from out of London, and it's a very mixed place. You know, many nationalities have gathered there in that. And so this church for all nations, it was opened in 2003, and then of course, you know, COVID's altered everything, hasn't it? You know, COVID has changed the world. And they used to meet at the Betty Strathern Community Centre in Harold Hill. But since COVID, they're now only meeting once a month. But they still have their weekly services. And it's a church that's gone online. It's a church that wants to reach to all the world. And they want to do it by technology. And we're in this age, aren't we? We're in the age when this gospel of the kingdom can go in all the world, in whatever language now, because there's many languages getting the Bible in their own dialect even, not just a language, but a dialect. And we're just living in those exciting days with technology and the whole world. And so the Reverend Peter Adamson, his vision is for the church that reaches beyond local boundaries and it reaches to the whole world. And but they would still like to own their own premises. And, you know, I know after COVID, a lot of churches did close down. And maybe there's one there for them. But we just pray for focus. It's church then for your coming prayers this week. All Nations for Christ, Baptist Church, and it he welcomes other people from other nations to speak for his church during these different weeks. So that's the church that we're asked to remember this week in our coming prayers. Thank you. Amen.
As we prepare to listen to God's word, let's sing Purify My Heart. I think let's just mean every single word of it.
It is a happy new year, isn't it? Good morning and good happy new year. I was saying earlier on that the year is so old now that I sometimes forget it's a happy new one. 7 days into the happy new year. And we are starting well. We've started well. Those of you who were not here last week, we are not going to sing the grand old Duke of York. We're not going to do that one this week. But all to say that I hope our New Year resolutions are going well and that we are pressing on with our fervor for the Lord, with fervence for the Lord. And thank you for the music and the readings and the prayers that we've had as we begin the new year. Genesis chapter 22 seems to be a good place to reflect. I'm reminded of the whole book of Deuteronomy, where while they are looking to enter into the promised land. Abraham, Moses. Moses relates the story of the desert. He relates the story of the journey, as if to say, this is where we came from. This is what has happened. This is our experience of the journey so far. And by so doing, propel them into the future. Propel them into what God has for them yet to come. And so Moses begins with something of a testimony. In the first chapters of Deuteronomy, he begins by saying, this is where we come from. This is what happened with us so far from the Mount Horeb. When we were around the Mount Horeb, the Lord said, break camp, move on. And when we moved on, these were the experiences. He doesn't whitewash the experiences. He reminds them that they were difficult times. There was the desert. There was the hunger, the thirst. There was the doubts and the fears. But also reminds them that there was the victories and there was the great times. And he does this as though to propel them into the future. As if to say, your testimony of what God has done for you gives you the energy to step forward. Gives you something to hold on to as you trust God for the future. I don't know how your year has been, 2023. How your last year has been, or your last couple of years even. How we can look at those events and those things that God has done, and those difficult situations even, and those places where God's grace has come through for us. How we can look at those and see them as propelling us to the future, propelling us into the year, beginning the year in faith. What a way to step into the year than to reflect on the life of Abraham. I know there is modern theologies where Abraham is looked at from the negative view, but I see Abraham of Scripture as the Abraham of faith, not an Abraham of doubt. Sometimes we get all too clever and try to twist the readings of Scripture in one way or another, but the Abraham of the Bible is the Abraham of faith, is the Abraham who steps forward in faith, not knowing where he was going, Scripture says, but he trusted God, not knowing what the rest of the year holds. We only had 7 days so far, and we have, I'm not going to risk my maths, but we have quite a number, 200 and something, 300 and something. We have a number of days more to come. I'm not going to risk exposing my my mathematical shortages there. But we still have a lot more days. We have had 7 so far. Abraham stepped forward not knowing where he was going, but trusting in the God that promised. Trusting in the promises that God gave him. See what happens in chapter 22 of Genesis where we just read. The first 2 verses, God appears to Abraham and he says, take your son and your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain that I will show you. Verse 2, God gives an instruction. The passage that Juan just read for us tells us what Abraham then does in response to the instruction. Early the next morning, in other words, Abraham had the impetus, he had the drive. Early the next morning, I don't know if you are an early person, but I will I'll make a confession. I mentioned to somebody yesterday that one of these days, every now and then, with Mr. Baza, our alarms do give up on us. And by the time we wake up, the bus driver is knocking at the door, or somebody's at the door and saying, is he coming to school or not? Every now and then, we are not that much of morning person, but we do get our alarms, don't we? Yes, we do get them working sometimes. Early the next morning, Abraham, I don't think Abraham had an alarm, I don't think. Early the next morning, Abraham woke up. God calls Abraham, says, this is what I want you to do. And Abraham wakes himself up the next morning, early in the morning. He doesn't drag himself. He doesn't wait. He doesn't count and say, well, will this work? Will that not work? He doesn't allow doubt to step in. He wakes up in the morning and goes to where God wants him to go. I invite us as we step into 2024. To stand up, wake up in the morning and move. Stand up and go. Stand up and take the step. Not worrying about what will or will not happen. Not fearing about the possibilities of things not working. And I'm not asking us to bury our head in the sand. As you will see, Abraham didn't just wake up, close his eyes and just go wherever he thought he was going to go. But it says he made preparations, loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants, took the son Isaac. He cut enough wood and he set out for the place that God had told him. Walked for 3 days. The fact that God had promised, the fact that God had called him, didn't mean that he didn't have to plan. Didn't mean that he didn't have to put things in place, cut the wood, hold it properly and hold the fire and carry everything that he had to carry. He didn't close his eyes and just leap and jump off the cliff, so to speak. But he made the preparations. And while he's making the preparations, I like his answer in verse 8. When his son is asking, we've done all the preparations. We've got the fire. We've got the wood. We will build the altar. We are at the place where we will need to sacrifice. Where is the sacrifice? And Abraham replies, God himself will provide. Which is, God is Jehovah Jireh. God is my provider. God is our provider. And so I invite us as we step in to the new year and to our future. Remember that God will provide. Do what you can do. Make all the arrangements. Give yourself the opportunity to serve God. Give yourself the opportunity to do that which God wants you to do. Prepare the wood. Plan and take everything you need to take. He took the servants, he took the son, he cut the wood, he took the fire, and he started walking. He walked for 3 days before we hear anything. Do what you have to do. If it means making practical arrangements, give something to God to work with. God seems to be saying to Moses, what's that in your hand? And Moses says, it's a rod. He says, throw it to the ground. He throws it to the ground. And God says, I will use this rod. Give God something to work with. Cut the wood. Cut the firewood. Start your journey. Give God something in your hand to work with. And then God will do the rest. God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. Waking up in the morning, making all the preparations without seeing where he was going. It says God showed him, but he hadn't seen. It's after 3 days that he sees where he is going. Sometimes we are held back by worries and fear. Because we cannot see exactly what tomorrow holds. Maybe because we cannot see exactly what tomorrow is going to bring, or where we will be, or what the plan is going to be. We like to know. I'm one of those people who like to know. I don't do well with surprises, by the way. I think I've mentioned. I don't do well with surprises. I want to know. I want to know what's going to happen. I want to know what's coming my way. It's just the way I am. I just want to see it. I want to know it. I want to think about it. But a walk of faith, you may not always know what's coming your way. Even those who don't like surprises like myself, you will have to walk for the 3 days before you see the mountain that God said you're going to sacrifice on. It says after 3 days, that's the only time that he saw. But what did he do? In the meantime, he took steps. He was walking. He was doing, he was making arrangements. He was doing that which he needed to do. If it was the over 50s lunch breakfast, he was putting it all together and giving God the opportunity to minister to those who come. If it was the over 50s lunch, or maybe if it was the art and craft, if it was the prayer on Wednesday, he was making arrangements and saying, this is what I will do, and then the Lord will provide the rest. Interesting how God provides in Genesis chapter 15. When God wants to make a covenant with Abraham, he says to Abraham, prepare the offerings. Lay the offerings out. In verse 10 of chapter 15, Abraham brought all these to him. He cut them in two and arranged the halves opposite each other. The birds, however, he did not cut in half. And verse 11, then birds of prey came down on the carcasses, but Abraham drove them away. He laid out the sacrifice. All day he was driving out. He was driving away the birds of prey that were coming to pick on these carcasses for the sacrifice. He hadn't seen anything. Sometimes God speaks in the silence. As much as we want to hear God every moment of the day, there are times when we need to walk in faith, trusting what he said, trusting what he promised, trusting that God will provide his presence. It says in verse 17 of chapter 15, when the sun had set, great darkness had fallen, a smoking brazier and a blazing torch appeared and passed between the pieces. Abraham, a man of faith, spends the whole day shooing away the birds of prey that are wanting to pick up these carcasses that are an offering to the Lord. He hasn't seen anything. He only heard God say, prepare these. And he walks in faith. What a lesson about stepping in faith. Do that which God has put in your hands. Do that which you can. Do that which you can plan and arrange, and let God take over. It says when the darkness came in the night, Abraham had even fallen asleep. He got so tired that he fell asleep. And then the fire of God came and moved between the pieces of the sacrifice. God himself will provide. Not only will he provide the sacrifice, he will provide the fire as well. Not only will God provide the sacrifice, the resources. Sometimes we plan and we say, well, how will we do this? We do not have enough resources. We do not have enough manpower or woman power. We do not have enough personnel. God himself will provide. And sometimes we think about the resources in terms of finances. We think about resources in terms of equipment. God himself will provide. What a privilege when we use what we've got. We take it before the Lord. And we do what we can, and we wait on the Lord. It says, great darkness, what an opportunity Abraham had to doubt before God. An opportunity to have his doubts coming forward. And he sees the fire of the presence of God. God himself will provide. This is the act of faith. This is the essence of faith and trusting God. God himself will provide. When your medical appointments are coming and when your GP sends you a message and says, phone me quickly. You do not know what the GP wants to say, but how about if we say God himself will provide when those appointments are not coming through? When family are not coming through, when things are not going well with the family, how about if we trust God and say God himself will provide? When we fear for our children as they grow and we worry what they will become, what they will turn out to be. When we worry about our health, as much as we celebrate our years, we're getting advanced in years, as much as we worry about those, how about if we lay these before God and say, God himself will provide. The psalmist says in Psalm 46 that God is our refuge, our strength, and our ever-present help in time of trouble, in time of worry. He is ever-present. Even between the laying of the sacrifices and the fire coming in the night time, when Abraham is working hard until he gets so tired, God was present. He is our ever-present help in time of need. Even in the 3 days that Abraham is preparing and walking to the mountain, he's not hearing or seeing anything. God is our ever-present help in the times of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. I invite us to walk into 2024 without fear. Not that we have no concern in life. Indeed, we attend to those concerns. Just as Abraham did the practicalities that he had to do, but without fear, trusting that God will provide our ever-present help in time of trouble. The psalmist says, even though the earth give way, in verse 2. Verse 3, he says, even though the waters roar. In other words, he says, you will not be an island of everything going well on your side every time. You won't be an island when things are happening around us, when life is happening. You know, life does happen sometimes. He says, even though. In spite or despite all that, even though the waters roar and foam, even though the mountains quake and they are surging, even though the nations rage, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Even though we live in a world that has its challenges, personal challenges, family challenges, work challenges, church challenges. Even though as a church we have the challenges that we pretty well know, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of our God. Pray that our faith stays strong, that our trust in the Lord stays strong, that our hope in the Lord stays strong, and that our participation in that which the Lord is doing stays strong. If it be it cutting the wood, preparing the firewood, be it carrying the wood and carrying the fire, be it building the altar, or be it preparing the sacrifice, be it swatting away the birds and shooing them away that came to pick up the, trying to pick up the carcasses. Whatsoever we do, I pray that we do it in faith, without fear, knowing that there is a river that flows and gives gladness to the city of God. The Lord himself will provide. There's a phrase they used to say, do what you can, and then God will do the rest. Do that which you can. Plan and make your life in order. We come together as a church, we plan what we want to do for the rest of the year, and then the Lord will provide. Those places where we have set and given before God, those areas that we've prepared and set before the Lord, God will use them. Whether by few or by many, the Lord will save. And the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen. Amen. So as we come to our closing song, All to Jesus I Surrender, I pray that we see this year with the eyes of Abraham. The eyes that says, I will do what I can, but the Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. The Lord will lift me up where I need lifting. Where my strength is weak, where I'm weary, the Lord will give me energy. The Lord will provide the fire, the impetus, the drive, the energy, the inspiration. Sometimes when we do things that may look simple, that may look even social sometimes. Some of the activities we put together here at church, they look rather social. The Lord will provide the fire for the conviction. The Lord will provide the fire. When we let out, we rent out the hall for people doing music or doing dance, the Lord will provide the fire for the conviction as they step into the holy ground. For we are standing on holy ground. Amen. All to Jesus I surrender. I think I'm on that one as well, isn't it? All to Jesus I surrender. As we close the service.
Jesus, I surrender all to you.
That's our service today. I hope everyone's enjoyed it. And let's all close this service now by saying the grace one to another. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen.